Oh yeah. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. Our mission every day of the year is to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And we do that on Saturday mornings by showing up at the radio station and answering your questions about your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Hey, two of your best friends call the questions.
Okay.
But there's little air demons out there today, and both the calls dropped. But I wanted to ask a question in Peter's behalf. He has a home that he installed tile in 2 years ago. He had it installed, and it's starting to flake the grout off the top. And then also there's making popping sounds when he steps on them.
Well, my number one suspicion there is that he's got the grout and the thin set and the tile delaminating from his slab. And that is invariably caused by moisture. Depending on how old the installation really is, he said a couple years. Well, if it's less than 2 years, he can certainly approach the contractor and go through the Register of Contractors review process. If it's over 2 years, he probably isn't going to have much recourse that way. But moisture from the underground of the slab can source from many different places. Sometimes, like Romy was talking, it's a little bit older home with underground water lines, and maybe there's a pinhole leak. Many times, if we've changed landscaping against the exterior foundation of the home, the water's finding its way in. There are places underground where the foundation supporting your house has holes in it, like where the sewer line leaves the stem wall and whatnot, and that's a great place for moisture to get in. He's going to have to pop a couple of those tile and do a moisture reading of the slab and determine whether or not he's got to do remedial action before he starts replacing it. One thing he could do himself is get some duct tape or some painter's tape and some Saran wrap and lay the Saran wrap on top of the tile in an area big enough to cover a couple different tile and some grout. Then tape the Saran wrap on all four sides down to the floor. If he sees condensation building up on the underside of that Saran wrap, then moisture absolutely is the culprit, and he's going to have to stop the moisture infiltration before he could ever get the thin set, the tile, and the grout to stay in place.
Okay, so let's say the moisture is an issue. Who does he call after that? Wouldn't be the tile guy's fault, right?
No. Then you need a house detective.
There's people that do leak location specifically for that. Once that's identified and eliminated and the moisture has a chance to evaporate and do our test to make sure we're back to a good reading, then we can reapply. And if it's done, and it now's a great opportunity, once he's re-adhered the new tile, to let it cure properly and seal it, which is hard to do because ideally you want at least 2 weeks of non-use on that tile, which is really hard. But as he can see, that little extra time to not have to do this every couple years can be worth it as well.
Is there any way that gave way without it moisture being a problem?
Yeah.
Improper install. They could have used really watered down thin set. They could have not used the right thin set.
Too much water in the grout causes air bubbles in the grout that can all be popping loose.
The moisture test. He's got a lot to do.
The moisture test is the place to start.
Okay, I'll give him a call.
Okay. The 10 o'clock hour is more like the 200, 300, and 400 series of college classes.
For home ownership here in the southwest of Arizona. We also do have Don, who wants to talk about painting shingles, and Bob, that wants to talk about spray foam on the line. Emails can be sent to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Don.
Woo!
and your dog. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, it's Don from Canada calling. I'm down in Goodyear. I owned a house here for about 10 years. I'd like to paint some shingles that I have. They're over top of a deck that we added an extension onto the back of our house. So I believe the shingles come like in a roll. They're probably, say, 3-4 feet wide and, I don't know, 20 feet long. And I'm wondering if there's a white paint that I could put on that, say maybe something acrylic that would be water resistant but would also extend the life of the shingle material.
When did you put that little patio addition on, Don?
Would have been in 2011, 2012.
Okay.
Never had a problem, never had a leak.
Good, good, good. Well, if we that is an asphalt-based product with sand granules broadcast over the top of it.
Okay.
I will tell you, most roofers would discourage you from painting it.
Right.
It creates a maintenance problem is what it really does. And I want you to picture this. The water's coming off the roof of the house. And then it gets to the patio, and it has the choice of either going on top of your painted shingles or between the paint and the shingles or all the way through. And
right.
it can complicate finding the real problem. When you paint it, and you will use acrylic, you're absolutely right there. You want to use 100% acrylic in a flat finish. There are certain paint companies that make specific products for that. But I'm not sure in your application if it would be worth the trouble. There's Cool Coat. There's a couple that are actually made and manufactured in Tucson. Tucson is a much bigger roof coating market. They coat everything south of Casa Grande. They really do. And there's specialists down there that can extend the roofs. But given what they put down is a 20-year product, should be 20 years maintenance-free, I'd be tempted, Don, to tell you, hold off and don't paint it. Now, the flip side of that is you don't want to wait till it starts leaking or so much of the granules have flaked off that it's all exposed asphalt bitumen product. I think you'd find a hard time finding a painter or a roofer that would tell you they recommend it. I would tell you, just stick with what you've got, and I think you'll be happier.
What part of Canada, Bob? Don, sorry.
Oh, I'm from the province of Alberta. I'm straight north of Montana.
Nice.
Are you?
So it's flying down here, say a month ago, was we're on Celsius. You folks are on Fahrenheit. But at one time, we used to be on Fahrenheit up in Canada instead of the metric system. And minus 20 Fahrenheit, I can remember as a kid, was kind of a marker where when you went outside, it would actually kind of sting your face.
Yeah.
It's that cold. And so when I got on the plane, it wasn't minus 20. It was minus 45 Fahrenheit.
One of the coldest I've ever been was on a ski. Was on a cross-country skiing trip up by Jasper.
Oh, yes, yes.
I think it was 40 below, and and all I could see was the glow of the lodge about 4 miles downhill, and I don't even remember getting down. I just remember walking in and going to the fireplace.
Take me back to Arizona.
Oh, man. That was back in the 70s. Then I drove to...
It's beautiful country, though, in the summertime, like you say, Jasper and...
Lake Louise.
Drop-dead gorgeous and...
Athabasca Ice Glacier.
Beautiful wildlife, beautiful scenery. It's kind of like Sedona on steroids.
Beautiful country. Beautiful, beautiful.
Yes, yes.
Are you familiar with Homes on Holmes?
Yes, we watch that all the time up in Canada. Watch him all the time.
He's farther east out of Toronto, and I don't know how this would apply. I've been watching it very closely. It's a product that intrigues me greatly. And you read it on paper, and you hear about it and listen to it. It all makes perfect sense. We just don't have a lot of tested applications for the desert and the UV rays that hit the Southwest. You know, changed the books on what they on products and how they react, and but he is a big fan of cork coatings, and
okay.
I've seen a lot of applications where they've gone on roofs, and it does help for and what is unique about the cork and why I like it is the cork itself does not have a big temperature fluctuation and never gets over a certain point, and it never gets below a certain point. So it's an incredible insulator. And and they apply it. One of the applications they have for is applying it over roof shingles to help extend the life. It doesn't waterproof your roof, but it's a protective coating that extends the life of your roof materials that are waterproofing your home. And I don't know, I don't think the local company I saw apply it is still in business that was trying to use this as a startup, but there is another one that has since bought the franchise, and this is one reason why you have to be in business 5 years locally in Arizona, is because we don't want to recommend anybody that, you know, can't make it past 18 months of business. But hang tight. We will get you connected and at least with the product manufacturer and see if this is something that you would want to consider as well. Maybe it'll be a test application. When we're doing it over the patio of a home, you know, that's one of the areas I'm a lot more open to doing a trial test than the entire roofing system or over the entire home or whatever the case may be. If we're just isolating it to one area, I'm okay with testing it there. Like I said, the entire home and what it costs to replace an entire roofing system, I'm not sure I'd be quite so bold suggesting somebody to try a new product. But this application may work for you.
Very good. Bob wants to talk about insulating ductwork. That's going to be kind of a protracted answer. So, Bob, beg your patience. Hang on. We'll have a little commercial break, and we'll come back and talk about foam insulating your ductwork, when to do it and when not to do it.